my name is Michelle, and today I'll be reading the story of Orly the Octopus. Let's meet Orly, the blue ring octopus. He lives in a purple small cave under the sea. He can change his shape and squeeze himself to enter the tiny door of his home. He has three noisy neighbors. Let's meet them all. The first one is Milo, the betta fish. He has an orange mouth, a round green body, and a colorful tail that looks like a peacock's feather. He lives in an empty white shell. The second neighbor is Rosie, the electric seahorse. She changes colors when she dances with her family. She becomes pink to match the color of her coral reef house. She becomes blue to match the color of the ocean. Meet Theo, the sea turtle. He is Orly's third neighbor. He has a brown shell. You can easily spot Theo if you see a turtle with a star on his back. He swims very fast and likes to go to nice places. He sleeps under a gray rock. Orly's neighbors didn't like him because they heard a rumor that he is a poisonous octopus. They don't want to get poisoned. It made Orly sad. Orly changes his color to bright yellow every time he feels bad. Orly decided to visit Rosie the seahorse. He brought a red rose for her.
"Hello, Rosie. This flower is for you," said Orly.
Rosie the seahorse was so scared. She took the red rose and said, "You can go now, Orly. I don't want to spend time with you." Orly decided to visit Milo the betta fish. He brought three red gummy worms for him.
"Hello, Milo. These yummy gummy worms are for you," said Orly.
Milo threw away the gummy worms and shouted,
"Go away, Orly! I don't want to be near you."
Orly decided to visit Theo, the sea turtle. He brought a maroon starfish for him.
"Hello, Theo. This cute starfish is for you," said Orly.
Theo looked at the maroon starfish and said,
"Just leave it there and go away, Orly."
Orly walked away feeling disappointed. He met Sammy, the pink stingray, along the way.
"Why are you so sad, Orly?" asked Sammy.
Orly told him what happened.
"Don't worry, Orly. Your neighbors will soon realize how lucky they are to have a good neighbor like you," said Sammy.
One day, Orly and his neighbors heard a very loud noise. It's from Zorro, the bloody red giant shark. All the sea creatures were very afraid of Zorro. He was very hungry. The fishes hid behind a bunch of mint green seagrass so that Zorro can't see them. But Zorro found them all. He ate the bunch of seagrasses, and the fishes have nowhere to hide. They all swim in different directions. When Zorro was about to eat the fishes, Orly wrapped them using his 8 tentacles and saved them all. Zorro was furious. He saw Rosie.
"This tiny seahorse is going to be my appetizer," he said.
Rosie was trembling in fear. Zorro opened his mouth to eat Rosie. But Orly was quick enough to use his tentacles and save Rosie from the attack.
"Thank you, Orly."
Zorro was very angry. He saw the house of Milo and crushed it into pieces.
Milo was shocked. He managed to escape.
Help! Help me, please!
Cried Milo. Orly was quick enough to use his tentacles and save Milo.
Thank you, Orly,
said Milo. The very hungry shark turned his attention to Theo, the sea turtle. Theo swam as fast as he could to avoid Zoro's sharp teeth. Orly wanted to save Theo too. He was brave enough to block his body from Zoro's attack. He tried to stop Zoro from eating the sea turtle. Orly, the blue ring octopus, and Zoro, the bloody red shark, had a great fight. Orly spitted his poisonous venom right into Zoro's eyes. Zoro can't see anymore. What have you done? He shouted. All the sea creatures saw Orly's victory. They were all happy and they cheered for Orly. Zoro went away. The whole neighborhood celebrated and had a fun party for Orly. Rosie the seahorse apologized to Orly.
I'm sorry, Orly. I misjudged you. Here's a yummy sea snail for you. Please accept my apology.
Milo, the betta fish, apologized to Orly.
I'm sorry, Orly, for treating you wrong. This tasty shrimp is for you. Please accept my apology.
Theo, the sea turtle, apologized to Orly.
Sorry, Orly. I will not believe in rumors anymore. These pearls and seaweeds are for you.
Orly's neighbors realize that he is a kind octopus. He will not use his powerful poisonous venom to hurt others, but he used it to take care and save his neighbors from dangers. Orly even helped Milo to fix his broken house. Now, Milo has a brand new home. The rumors about brave and kind Orly, the blue ring octopus, spread very fast to the whole under-the-sea community. Some of the sea animals wanted to transfer into Orly's neighborhood because they feel like it's safe when he is around. Orly has new neighbors. Let's meet Lucy, the purple lobster. She is Orly's new neighbor. She lives in Muddy Rock. And this is Peter, the beige plankton. Orly allowed Peter to live with him inside the cave. Orly's third new neighbor is Wally, the blue whale. He has a beautiful singing voice. The whole neighborhood became quiet, peaceful, and full of love. All of Orly's neighbors are now his friends. Sammy the stingray was very happy for Orly.
I told you, they now see how a good neighbor you are. You just have to stay kind and use your strengths to help others.
The end. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the story of Orly Octopus. And please tune in for more bedtime stories.